Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud Aleph in Maseches Tainus. It is the 698th daf in Shas. Our Gemara is going to continue with Agadatos of how a person is supposed to travel, beginning from the bottom of Yud Amud Beis, in terms of how much he's supposed to eat when he travels. The Gemara then also talks about, just like one is supposed to minimize the amount that one eats when one travels, also during a time of famine, to minimize one's eating will ultimately save, says the Gemara, save for a person from a very, very difficult type of death. And these type of agadatos will continue, particularly discussing in regards to times of chas v'chalila, famines, and the relationship of an individual to Klal Yisrael when they are bitzar. That if Klal Yisrael is Bitzar, and unfortunately this is in Yana Diyome, with the three young men who have been kidnapped here in Arzenu HaKadosha, this Haggadah unfortunately is in Yana Diyome, Motzinu B'Moshe Rabbeinu Shetzir Atzmo Im HaTzibur, that a person needs to have that empathy and that connection to the Tzibur when they are going through times of pain. After Gemara, we'll get through discussing that a person is supposed to deprive themselves as well when someone else is bitzar. The Gemara talks about inappropriate ways for a person to be mitzar themselves, to cause themselves pain. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss the Tanesim that we learned about on Daf Yud Amud Aleph in the Mishnah, once, unfortunately, rain has not fallen. And the Gemara will discuss the halachos of a tainus, of an individual making a tainus, and whether one needs to fast for a full day, or is there a notion of mis'anin l'sho. So let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up two lines from the bottom on Daf Yud Amud Beis, actually four lines from the bottom. Amar Yud Amar Abchia, Hamahalech Baderech, someone who's walking on the way, Al Yochar Yoser Mishnei Ra'avon. He should not eat more than a person would eat during times of famine. We're going to discuss later on in the Gemara those phenomenon of times of famine. My taima, hacha, why is it that also when one goes on a way, even if there is no famine, mishum mayona. If a person eats a lot and walks a lot, then that is not good for the me'ayim, the bowels of a person, could create, for lack of a better term, an upset stomach. But my Rav Amri Mishum Mizoni. In the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they say that you should save up your food because you might not have later on. My Benai, what's the difference between the explanation of my Rava and the explanation, the first explanation of Mayan? Ika Benai, the Nafkmin is the Yosef Ba'arva, that if he's in a ship, so then in such a case, there is an idea not to eat a lot in the beginning because the food rations might run out. On the other hand, in terms of walking, you're not doing any walking. Inami de ka'azel me'avona la'avona, that he's going from one hotel to the next, and there it will most definitely have food. On the other hand, as far as walking, he could still create that upset stomach. Rav Papa, when Rav Papa went, kol parsa v'parsa ochel, every parsa that he walked, a parsa is a little bit less than 4 miles, so every parsa that he walked, achel chad rifta, he had one loaf of bread. Kasavar, because he held mishum mayana, that the issue is having an upset stomach, and that Rashi explains in the first pshat, is that Rav Papa felt that that concern didn't apply to him. There are two girsos why it didn't apply to him, either because he had a large stomach, or he had a lot of fat, which essentially is the same thing. Gemara continues, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kol Amar Rav Atzmai Bishnei Ravon, if a person deprives himself of food during a famine, Nitzel Mimisa Mishuna will be saved from a torturous death. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Iyov says, Berav Padcha Mimaves. In the famine, I saved you from death. So usually, asks the Gemara, may Rav mi boile, that should say, from the famine I saved you. What does it mean, in the famine? El hachi kamar, bischar shemar revatzon b'shnei ra'avon, the reward for holding himself back during the famine, nitzo mimusu mishuna. First thing that comes to mind is what has been described by survivors, when they were saved, finally, after the Germans had run away, was that many had said that those who didn't eat quickly and a lot were the ones who then survived the trauma of the moments after redemption. If the Gemara is referring to that phenomenon or another phenomenon, either way, this brings up painful recollections for ourselves, as well as appreciation of everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, and Chazal's beautiful wisdom. Amar Reish Lakish, Asal Adam Shamish Mitasu B'Shnai Ra'avon. It's prohibited for a person to have intimate relations during the years of famine. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ul Yosef Yolad Shnei Banim B'Terem Tavo Shnas HaRav. That Yosef had his children specifically before the famine had begun. Tana, we learned, Chasuche Banim, but if there are people who do not have children, Mishamshim Mitasein B'Shnei Ravon, they should have relations. Rashi says there are people that don't have a lot of children, or that they didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Pruervu. It seems that there are two different opinions according to Rashi. The first opinion you could read as saying someone who doesn't have the average amount of children, and the second shot being someone who didn't fulfill Pruervu. Tan Rabban, Bezman Yisrael Shuim Mitzar, when Klal Yisrael is in Tzar, Upirish Echa Mehen, and one of them separates himself from them. Here there are a couple explanations in the Mefarshim. Some say we're talking about when a community is suffering from famine and somebody leaves the community and doesn't offer support. Or if the community is fasting and he doesn't fast with them. Boin Shnei Malachi, Asheris, two angels come, Shem Lavan Lo Adam, Minichin Lo Yodein Al Roshim. The two angels come, they put their hands on his head. V'omer Ploni Zesh Apir Shminat Tzibur, Al Yireh B'Nechamas Tzibur. The individual who separate himself from the community will not see in the comfort of the community. The Gemara continues five lines before the Y. Tanya Idach Bezman Shat Tzibur Shari Betzar, at a time that the public is in pain. Al Yomer Adam Elech Levesi, person shouldn't say, I will go to my house, V'Oichel V'Eshte, and I'll eat and drink. I will eat and drink, V'Shalom Alecha Nafshi, and I will be fine. My son just walked in, my oldest son Menachem, and he said that this is Lamaisa. This is Lamaisa. When our boys are not at home, then the tzibur is shori b'tzar. And a person shouldn't say, I'm okay. V'shalom alecha nafshi. V'moise kein alo v'akos v'oimer. The Pasuk Yishayo says, V'hi ne'isasa v'simcha. Haroig bakar v'shachet sain. Achol basa v'shasta siayin. Achol v'shasa ki machar namus. The Rishayim don't pay attention. They say, anyhow, we're going to die, and we're going to ignore what's going on around us. Eventually, we're all going to die. Maxi Basrei, continues Gemara in the first white line, Yud Alpha and Alpha times, what does it say afterwards? V'nigla bozne Hashem tzivakos im yichupar ha'om yichupar avon ha'zeh lechem atamusun, that there is no atonement for this avera until death. Ad kamidas beinim. This applies to the average person who's a little callous. Rashi explains, because they're still afraid, kimachar namus, they're afraid of dying. Almidas Rishayim, but when it comes to the Rishayim, the Pasuk Yishayo Nunvav says, Asayu ve'echa yayin v'nizba sheikhar v'hoyo chaze yoy mochar. Let us drink and tomorrow we'll do the same thing. Maksiv Basrei, what does the Pasuk say in Unzayin Aleph in Yishayo? Hatzadik avad ve'ein ish som alev, ki mepnei hara nesaf hatzadik. Before the bad, the tzaddik is taken away, so that he will not see the terrible pain of Klal Yisrael, but those who say, don't worry, we will party, then there will be mipnei hara. Ella, rather, yitzhar, ode b'matzibur. The people should join in the collective pain, shekem matzibur, but Moshe Rabbeinu shetzir atzmei matzibur. Moshe Rabbeinu connected to the pain of Klal Yisrael, shenem avidei Moshe kveidim, vayikhu evma yisimu tahto vayoshev aleha. Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were heavy, and there were rocks that were put underneath it. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have one pillow to sit on. When Klal Yisrael is in pain, whoever participates in the pain of Klal Yisrael will also join in Klal Yisrael's comfort that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us. V'shemi yarma adam mi meyid bi. Who's going to know that I'm relaxing in my house? Seems like this fellow went to the Tillum rallies. But when he's in his house, it doesn't bother him that much. Who's going to testify against me? Avnei beisai shel adam, the stones of his home, v'koros beisai shel adam, and the pillars of the home, meyid bo, they testify against me. And Chazal quote a pasuk. Shenemar, the pasuk in Habakkuk says, ki evan mikir tizak v'chofim me'etz ya'anena. The stones will cry out. And Chazal darshan, they will cry out and testify against him. Devei Rabbi Shila Amri. The yeshiva Rabbi Shila, they said, shnei malachei hasharreis hamlavim leila odam heim ha'idin alav, the two malachim that escort a person. They're going to testify, if necessary, against him. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ki malach av yitzaveloch, the malachim will command for you, which here in this testify, in this case means will testify about you. Rabbi Chitka Amar nishmasai shel adam himeida alav. Rabbi Chitka says it's the neshama of the person that will testify for him. Rabbi Chitka is found in another place in Shas, in Masechah Shabbos, where he says that you're supposed to have four meals with Kavod Shabbos. We don't have them that often in Shas. Rabbi Chitka says that the neshama of the person will testify him, shenemar, as the pasuk states in Micha, Mishol Cheves Chekecha Shmar Pischei Picha. Those who sleep close to you, be careful what you show them. And here it refers to that if you show the neshama bad things, then ultimately you will cause the neshama suffering in the olam emes. V'yeshamrim, and some say a varav shel adam eidim boy, that a person's limbs testify against him. Shenemar atem eidai num Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you will be my witnesses. And here, according to Chazal, it's referring to a person's limbs. Chazal continued to darshan. The pasuk at the end of the Torah describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Kel Emunah Ve'ein Avel. The word Emunah means belief, but over here, what does it mean, a God of belief? Kel Emunah, he could be relied on, you could believe in him. Kishem Shenifram Min HaRishayim Lelem Abba, Afil Alver Kala, Sha'osin Kach, just like the wicked people are punished, Sha'osin, excuse me, Kach Nifrayim Min HaTzadikim Ba'olam Hazeh Alver Kala Sha'osin. So too, even tzaddikim are punished, but they're punished in this world on a small avera that they do. Ein avel, and there is nothing wrong in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect in his judgment. K'shem shemeshal mitzchay l'tzaddikim olam avel. Afil ha-mitzvah kala sho'isin. Just like tzaddikim are paying olam abba on the smallest mitzvah they do. Kach meshal mitzchay l'rishoyim bo'ilam hazeh. Afil ha-mitzvah kala sho'isin. So the rishoyim are paid back in this world for the mitzvahs that they do. This is reminiscent of the Gemara in Brachos that discusses tzaddik v'ralo. One of the explanations is that the tzaddik gets punished in this world to get greater reward in the upper worlds. Pasuk continues, tzaddik v'yosharu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is righteous and straight. There are different gersos over here. We'll go with amru b'shas p'tiraso shel adon l'beis olamo. When a person leaves his world, in other words, he passes on, Kol ma'asav nifratin lefanav. All of his deeds are spelled out in front of him. Va'omrim lo, and it said to him, Kach v'kach asisa b'makom ploni b'yom ploni. V'hu omer, hein. And he says, yes, it's true. Va'omrim lo, chasoim v'chosim. And they tell him to sign, and he has to sign. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Iov describes, b'yad kol adam yachton, that it's the we sign in our own signature. Not only that, he says that the judgment is correct. He justifies the judgment. He says to them, you've judged me well. Wow. To fulfill that which the pasuk says, liman titzdak bidvarecha, in order that you, the person, accept the judgment in your words, period. Now the Gemara goes to a new topic, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel taught us, called Yeshe B'tainis Nikra Chayte. If someone constantly fasts, he's a sinner. Savak Yaitan, Shmuel holds like Tatana, the famous Shitur B'lozer HaKfar B'Rebi, the Sanyur B'lozer B'Kfar. This appears in Nedarim on Daf Yud and other places in Shas. Rabbi Loza Kfar V'Rebbe Yomim Mat Hamalim V'Chipar Lav Me'asher Chata Al HaNefesh in regards to the Nazir. The Pasuk describes him as attaining atonement. Ask Gemara V'Lichayez HaNefesh Chata, how did he sin this Nazir? Ela Shetzir Atzmi Min Hayayin, because he deprived himself of wine. So that is not appropriate. Many of the Farshim say, and there's a lot to say about this, that the idea over here is that everything at Kodesh Baruch Hu's world we're supposed to use and enjoy and be Mekadesh Shem Shemaim, enjoy it by being an Eved Hashem. This person, because he was afraid of sinning through wine, he deprived himself of wine. We're not supposed to deprive ourselves of wine. You were supposed to use wine in a holy way. Ela Shetzir Atzmi Min Hayayin, deprived himself of wine. Va'lo Dvarim Kal V'Chomer, and now we can make Kal V'Chomer. Mazeh Shetzir Atzmi Min Hayayin. He didn't deprive himself of all of food. Nikra Choyte is considered a sin. Ramitzar Atzmi Kol Dover 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 Al Achaz Kama V'Kama. On the other hand, there's another opinion here. That's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar HaKfar, the son of Rebbe. However, Rabbi Elazar Omer Nikra Kadosh. Rabbi Elazar has a totally different approach. He's called a Kadosh. Shenemar Kadosh Ye Gadal Pera Rosha. He just deprived himself from wine. He's called a kadosh. In other words, Rabbi Lazar's look at it is at the end of the day, he wants to be mekadesh himself, remove himself to be more holy and be less likely to be nechshel and averis. Certainly, someone who's fasting is not enjoying many parts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is certainly considered a kadosh. What's Shmuel going to do with the fact that he's called a kadosh? Answers the Gemara, Ahu agidul pera koi. That's referring to his hair that's growing. That his hair, Rashi explains, is aser bana, but he himself is not considered kadosh. The hair is kadosh. That's aser bana. Rabbi Lazar, hanikra chote. What's Rabbi Lazar going to do with the fact that it says v'chiper lo me'asher chata, that he sinned? Answers the Gemara, Ahu desoiv nafshe. It's because he allowed himself to become Tamei. This parsha of the Nazir with his Karbanos was referring to a Nazir that is bringing Karbanos because he was Mitamei himself. Ask the Maro, Mimar Amar Rabbi Lazar Hachi. The Rabbi Lazar say this, V'amar Rabbi Lazar lo'oilam yimod adam atzmo. A person should always measure himself. Ki ilu kadosh shari b'toch me'av. As if there is holiness that is inside of him. Rashi explains that his intestines are holy, that he's supposed to treat them as if they're holy and give them the appropriate sustenance. So we see that he's not supposed to fast. Shenemar, and that teaching was based on the pasuk in Hosea, Bekirbecha kadosh v'lo avoy be'ir. So what do we see? We see there isn't a maila of fasting. You're supposed to treat your insides as kadosh. Answers the Gemara, Lo kasha ha de matzi l'tzuri nafshe, ha de lo matzi l'tzuri nafshe. Rashi says, if it's something that he's able to be sovel, so then in such a case, Kadosh Baruch Hu finds it praiseworthy. However, if someone's body cannot handle it, so then it is not praiseworthy. Reish Lakish has a slightly different take, four lines to the top of Yira Al-Famaveiz. Reish Lakish Amar Nikra Chassid. Reish Lakish said that someone who fasts is considered a chassid. Rashi points out that that's an expression that's referred to as if somebody weans himself off of something, as the Gemara is about to quote, Shenemar goimel nafshe ish chesed, and Rashi adds that the description of someone who was being weaned, for example, when Yitzchak was weaned off of his mother's milk, biyom hi gomelis Yitzchak, so he's referred to as goimel nafshe ish chesed, someone who weans himself off of food. The Gemara happens to quote the rest of the part of the pasuk for Oker Shero, but that's really not part of our drasha. We're darshing from Goimel Nafshay Ish Chesed. Period. Amar of Sheish is Hai Bar Bei Rav, the Yasa B'Tanisa. Those people are from the Yeshiva of Rav that fast. Leichel Kalba L'Sheirusei. We look at them as if they've eaten a dog. Now, a dog is not kosher, and there's nothing commendable about eating a dog. In other words, we don't look at it in a positive light. Amar Yerbiya Baraba, Ein Tainis Sibur B'Bavel, Ela Tishabav Bilvad. Rabbi Yerbiya Baraba says the only public Tainis in Bavel is Tishabav. Vamar Rabbi Yerbiya Baraba, Amar Shlakish, Ein Tal Mechachem Arshoy Leishe B'Tainis, Mipnei shemimayit b'bleches shamayim. Reish Lakish is of the opinion, even though Reish Lakish above called him a chassid, a Talmid Chacham is not supposed to, according to Reish Lakish, involve himself in Tanias, because that will cause him to do less meleches shamayim. Tosis explains that the emphasis of Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba that there wasn't a Tainus Sibur was to emphasize that in Bavel there was no need to make another Tainus due to rain, which of course is the subject of our Masechta. Speaking of which, let us now get back to what we had seen in our Mishnah on the Afyud Amin Alf, which the Gemara will analyze. The Gemara describes that if Chas V'Chalir, Rosh Chodesh Kislev comes and rain did not come down, then Bezdin decrees three fasts, and those fasts they eat and they drink the evening prior to the fast. Not, in other words, they don't fast the night before, only during the day. And during the tiniest one is allowed to do work and wash and bathe, wear shoes, as well as have relations with one's wife. That's what our Mishnah describes. Says the Gemara, an individual who accepted upon himself a tainus, afilu achav v'shasa kol laila machu mispal tefilas tainus. The next day, he says the prayers of a tainus because the tainus begins only the next day. Lon b'tanisa, if he carries over the tainus into the evening, in other words, he fasted during the day and he carries that fast over into the evening, the next day, lemachar, the next day, many have the girsa, eina mispalel shel tainus. He doesn't daven a tainus, the tefillah of the tainus, because the fact that he had a fast that the previous evening is not a halachic tainus. I'm Rav Yosef, Maikasav Rav Huna. What does Rav Huna hold that leads him to believe that if he fasted during the day and then the next night, the next morning, he doesn't have tefillas tainus. Amos sanin l'shos. Is it because the fast of the night before is only hours, is not a full day, and therefore you don't have tefillas tainus? Odilma misanin l'shos. Or it is halachically significant to fast for hours. V'hamisanin l'shos, einu mispal tefillas tainus. But if you fast for hours, then you don't daven tefillas tainus. So what's the reason that he doesn't daven tefillas tainus the next day? Rashi adds that the Shaila is based on the following idea. If the guy fasted the whole night before, now in the morning, the halacha is that you're not allowed to eat. Rashi's assuming, I guess, that he didn't drink as well. And therefore, he's still in a fast. If he's still in a fast, then even though he doesn't intend to fast during the day, he's still fasting, so you should be able to say Anenu during Shacharis. But if we say Ein Misanin L'shos, so it's not a halachic fast. Or is it consider halachic fast, but when you have a tainus l'shos, there is no tefillas anenu. Amalei Abaye, Abaye responded, Lo adam kasa Rav Huna misanin l'shos. Really, Rav Huna holds that you fast for some hours. Vaha misan, and that's considered halachically significant. Vaha misanin l'shos misbal tefillas tainus. And he also holds that you would say anenu during those periods. Aye, then why over here don't you do it in the morning? Since he never accepted that he was going to fast the night after the day. In other words, Reuven was mekabel to fast, let's say, on Yud. So he did not fast the night of Yud. He fasted the day of Yud. He never said he was going to fast Yud Aleph, and he continued fasting into Yud Aleph. Since it's lo kabel meikara, so then in such a case, he cannot say anenu. This is an important mekar, that you have to be mekabel a tainus yachid in order to be able to say anenu. The Gemara continues on the topic of tainus l'shos. Mar Ukva ikla l'ginzik. Mar Ukva went to visit a place called Ginzik. Bo mine, they asked the following question of him. Misanin l'shos o ein misanin l'shos. Are you allowed to fast for a period of hours and not for a full day and it be considered a halachic fast or not? Lo biyadeh. He didn't have the answer to the question. He was mesupik about it. They ask him another question. Kankanim shel nochrim, a jug of a Gentile that's made of clay. Asurin, is one allowed, a Jew allowed to use it after it's been used for yayin esach, o mutarin, or is it permissible? V'lo av biyada, he also wasn't sure how to answer that. They asked him another question. What did Moshe Rabbeinu wear during the Shiva Simei Miluim, the inaugurating days before Aaron HaKohen did the Avodah? Then they went and they asked the question of Beis Medrash. Lo Av B'yada, he also didn't know that last one. So they went and they asked the Beis Medrash. Amrle, they said, Hilchasa, the halach is the following. Misanin L'shos, you're allowed to fast for a short period of hours. Umispalin Tefillas Tainz, then you can say Anenu. Vilchasa kankin shel nachrim la'achar shnei masach chodesh mutarin. That the halacha is that a jug of a Gentile that was used for wine after 12 months is permissible. This is well known today that there are some who every once in a while will use this halacha as a tziruf to other halacha, to other shailas of tarfus, that leaving something for 12 months of its clay is enough to be matter when it comes to Mayim Yesef. Maya Shimesh Maisha, the last question, Kol Shiva Simei Meluim, Becholuk Lovan, wearing a white tunic. Rav Kahana Masin, Lovan Shelo Imra. Rav Kahana taught it was a white tunic that did not have any wool inside. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Yud Aleph in Maseches Tainis. I hope Be'ezer Hashem to add a halacha from the daily daf. Wishing you a good week and praying that this week we will bring our boys home and we should hear Besuras Tovos as we daven today in the Kiddush HaChodesh for Shmuel's Tovos, Ulubsuras Tovos. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Yud Aleph in Maseches Tainis.